Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Wright.
I'm Wright.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
It's raining.
It's raining?
It's raining.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I like it because I love the smell of rain. And it's not so much that, you know, it's not like a monsoon or anything.
Okay.
And it reminds me, the sound of it reminds me of the little tabletop fountain I have in my meditation corner.
This is the second time you've brought up your meditation.
Because my meditation corner is everything.
Oh.
Like it's
everything?
Truly, it's everything.
Is it more important than me?
Well, no.
Then it's not everything.
But it's a great way for me to start my day. It's already become a habit for me to do that before I do anything else.
Well, fabulous. That's good.
So, don't you think I'm a lot more calmer?
Today you're a little anxious.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're working on several things today.
Yes, I have a lot of projects I need to tackle today. But anyway, shall we get to this week's episode topic?
Yes. What is this week's episode topic?
Needs. We are talking about delivering your partner's needs.
What type of needs are we talking about?
Well, let's get to it. It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
To answer your question, I think it could be anything. But I think the key is to understand the difference between needs and wants.
Okay, this seems like deja vu.
It does.
I'm still thinking we did this topic.
We did?
I don't remember when.
Well, I don't remember ever asking you what your needs were. So maybe that's the topic.
Maybe.
Because I think that society asks women all the time, you know, or people who identify as female all the time what their needs are, or they're willing to express them. Whereas I don't really know what men in general need.
Really?
Really.
So we've been together for quite some time.
I said men in general. I know your needs. But would you like to express them just in case I've missed something?
I think it would be better if you told me what my needs are to see whether you really know what my needs are.
Sounds like a trap.
It's okay.
Sounds like there might be wrong answers I'll be paying for this episode.
If you leave one or two out, it's okay. I won't hold it against you.
Okay. Well, I think that you need your space to be creative. I think you need me to listen to you. I think you need to be able to spend time with family is very important to you. So I think you need time to spend with your family. And I think you need me to be the one to tell you, you know, things, my observations in case you hadn't noticed. I think you actually need that.
Yeah, I really, really need that because quite often I'm doing things or not doing things that I don't realize.
Like what?
Well, there could be a difference in, it could be something as simple as, hey, Tony, you're not walking right. And I could say, yes, I am. And you'll say, no, you're not. And then we might find out then, you know, there's some type of health problem that maybe I was having that I didn't realize. So you do pay attention. You really pay attention to my voice.
Yes, because your voice indicates many things to me. I can tell when you're exhausted. I can tell if you've taken a sleep aid. I can tell when it kicks in. And I can tell when you're not feeling well too, because there's a strain.
Even if I say I feel fine.
Yes.
But I feel fine.
And then my response is always, you don't sound like it.
But I feel great.
Your voice is different.
I feel so fantastic.
Yes, you can say that all you want, but
you
I
may
can
not
see,
believe
yes.
me.
Well, I think that you believe that, but I don't think you see what I see.
I see.
So was I right with your needs? Did I miss anything major?
For the most part, you know, other than, you know, you left out that I need you to jump out of a plane with me.
No, that's a want.
No, that's a need.
That's definitely a want. You don't need that.
I do need
that. You don't.
I need you to be my ride or die chick.
I will ride with you, but I don't think either of us
my ride or die chick.
No, how about ride or life chick?
No, ride or die.
Ride for life chick.
I want you to be the woman that will drive off of a cliff with me.
No. Mm-mm. Because I'll be the one like, why are we going over a cliff? What's wrong with you? You're a professional driver. What's wrong?
We got to do what we got
to
do.
We don't have to drive over a cliff.
I need.
No, those. Why would you want me to do that? You want me to die? I think that's what you mean by that.
I need you to be by my side during a zombie apocalypse.
Aren't we in one now?
No.
Sure we are.
No, we're
sure
not.
Sure we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No.
This is the zombie apocalypse.
No, we are not. We are not. Thank goodness. So, yeah, I guess you.
Those are all wants. But I am with you in the apocalypse.
Really?
Yes, I am with you. But
you won't even jump out of a plane with me. How are you going to be with me in the apocalypse? We might have to jump out of a plane while we're in the apocalypse.
Well, if it's a matter of life or death and not just a choice to jump out of a perfectly good plane, then yes, I would jump out of the plane if that meant a chance at survival.
Okay. I also... And this is like a bonus, but I really love it that you're a professor.
Oh, gosh.
So I need you to be my private professor.
You say to me all the time, I'm glad you're my personal professor. And I don't think I like that all the time.
I love it. I love it.
You don't need me to be your professor.
I love it.
What does that mean to you?
Well, as you know, I never completed my higher education. I decided to go into business for myself instead.
Yes. Life is a good teacher too.
But I did have a degree in as an architectural draftsman. I did do some stuff. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Anyway, but I do enjoy learning.
Yes.
But I don't like going to school, but I enjoy learning.
Nor do you
learning.
Like taking piano lessons from me.
No.
We've already established
this. No, but to be my own personal English professor, now that is something I need. So when I get to an issue, if I'm writing or something, and I can say, Professor Jill.
You don't
Professor
say that.
Wife.
You don't say that. You don't say either of those things.
But
you'll say, "Hey, Jill."
Yes, and I'll just ask you.
Yes,
you know, and you'll tell me, "Bim, bam, boom, done." Got
it. But you do realize that you've been asking me to do that since we were dating, long before I ever became an English professor.
I had a plan.
I was a professor then too, but I
knew
journalism.
I knew that when we got together that you were a professor.
Yes.
That's right. So,
but I wasn't teaching English.
I had a plan.
I was teaching journalism.
Doesn't matter.
I still haven't turned you into a good reporter yet.
That's not going to happen. So, but I had a plan. I had a plan.
So back when we were dating.
Yes.
And you learned that I was a professor.
Well, remember when we were dating, I think I was writing poetry or, you know, spoken word poetry for maybe a year, maybe a little bit longer.
Yes. You were also performing it too.
Before I met you, right?
Oh, before you met me.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
But you were also performing then too.
Okay. Okay.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, I was. I would do stuff around town. Anyway, so, but I knew, wow, now I have a professor. I can get free knowledge.
But I was teaching journalism.
Doesn't matter. I knew you were this.
Then why didn't you learn to be a reporter?
I knew.
Which is what I was trying to.
I knew you were the smartest woman I know.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I am not the smartest woman you know. You know why?
Why?
You surround yourself with many, many, many smart women.
Many, many, many smart women?
Yes, you do.
Many, 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 many smart women?
In fact, you're the type of person that if you don't think someone is smart...
You shouldn't say that, Jill. You should not.
Okay,
should
I won't
not,
finish that thought. Should, but the audience knows where that. I was going with that.
I don't think they know where you were you going don't. With that. But,
do you think I like dumb people? Around dumb people.
No one is dumb, Jill.
I have met plenty of dumb people.
No one is dumb. People have different levels of intelligence.
What did you try to get me to call my former boss? It started with
dumbass.
Yes,
but that's more of a terminology for someone that could be, that may be very intelligent. But they do really stupid things. You know, a person, you ever hear how a person will say, oh, they're book smart, but they don't have any common sense?
Yes, but he wasn't either. He wasn't book smart. Yeah, I don't think his thought process was... He wasn't bright at all. I'm sorry. He just wasn't.
He
relied on others to tell him what to do because he couldn't think through that himself. In fact, there are many people who don't think for themselves.
So how did he become your boss?
He knew people.
Okay.
And he's a man.
Okie dokie.
And he's a white man, so we won't get into all of that.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie.
See, now you got me off topic. All riled up. But anyway, let's get back to the topic.
Yes, which are needs. And now in your case, there's something I know that you need and you probably don't realize how much you need it. But
space?
No, it's not space.
I do need space.
Yes, you do need space, but
like a writer's studio. I do need a writer's studio.
You really need me, it's very important for me to listen to you.
Oh no, I know I need that.
But I think it's more than what you think because sometimes you will talk to me for 5, 10, 15 minutes straight.
Are you counting the minutes that I talk to you?
And all I have to do is say, mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh, wow, that's something. But it's more about you just want me to hear what's on your mind, how you're feeling, stuff like that.
Yes, I do often have conversations with you where I want...
Yeah, you don't really want... Sometimes, most of the time, you want some input from me, but there's other times you really
or
don't
I just want
any.
Say it.
That's
you know
exactly
why?
Right. You just want to.
You know why?
It. Why?
Because in society, many times I haven't been heard. No one would listen, or they would interrupt, or do things where I never even got the point across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're one of the few people I know who will just. Listen.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't mean that I need saving or advice.
Exactly.
It just means I want you to somebody to hear me.
Yeah. So, but that's one of your needs. It's very important to you, actually.
Yes, it is. I think part of that is being an only child, though. Growing up an only child.
I don't think that's it.
I do, because when you grow up an only child, you don't really have anybody there. And I didn't really like being around kids my age that much. I have friends my age, and had friends my age, and I didn't mind talking to them. But there are many things that, you know, I just felt were reserved for adults when I was younger. So I just wanted an adult to just listen to me. And I didn't always get that.
Okay.
My mother is a good listener, though.
I'm an adult.
Yes, you are. You are. See?
Now, you know.
And, you think and, that's my only need, though?
No, that's not your only need.
What else do you think I need?
To feel loved. You also need to actually hear me say, I love you. I can't.
I don't take that for granted.
Yeah. So I do. I do that.
Yes, you do. Yeah. You do every day. Every single day.
There are many things. You need me to scratch your back a certain way.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh, just thinking about it. Oh, that's so great.
And you need me to support you in whatever endeavor.
Well, I was going to say that's my biggest thing, because often in relationships, whoever I was with might have gotten a little jealous at some of the things I was doing or did or was known for. But you've never, ever, ever been that way.
I don't know. I think I'm going to flip the script.
You're going to be jealous of something?
Yes. Yes.
I'm speechless. Why? Why after 16 years would you decide you're going to...
Well, you know what? Let me rephrase.
Okay.
I'm not jealous.
Good.
I'm envious.
Kind of the same thing.
No.
Envy is a green monster, too.
I'm envious.
Of what?
Well, you have the time to work on creative projects. You have been getting involved in many different types of things. And since I had to go back to work, you'd say work.
This is kind of what the next episode is about. You know that, right?
No, I don't know that. I don't know what the next episode is about.
Well, I do. But okay. Go ahead and say it.
But anyway, so I have more time.
I'm
envious that you have the time to do those things and that I don't.
We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you are actually being really creative these days.
But it's taken me three times as long to accomplish something. I'm working
on it. Sure.
Yeah, so
sure.
It's
that pesky day job.
Yeah, pesky day job.
Gets in the way of everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for this episode. So let's wrap it up.
What are you talking about?
That's not it.
What just happened?
We're not done?
We're not done. Not even close.
I thought we've said enough.
Okay, well, let's get to our second segment that we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
So what's your conclusion? Are your needs being met?
Well, my conclusion is in our relationship, my needs are being met. That's very, very easy.
That's my conclusion, too. That you know me very. I think we've both taken the time to get to know each other, and without the other one expressing, this is what I need, we have figured that out on our own, and we just deliver. That's what I think.
Yeah. Did we discuss the stuff we don't need?
You have told me some of the things you don't want me to do. But I asked you on our second date. I said, do you need someone to cook for you?
Absolutely not.
Thank goodness. Because there would not have been another date if you had said that you did.
Absolutely not. I am an independent man. I could take care of myself.
Yes.
Long before I met you.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So, well, let's get to our third segment that we call
I'm trying to help you.
Do you have any advice?
Yes. And this goes for male or female that's in a relationship. You may think your relationship is like perfect. It's going perfect for you.
Say, is there such a thing?
Yes, but it's going well for you. You think everything is fine.
Okay.
But everything might not be fine. So I think it's very important for a person to go to their partner from time to time and say, hey, is there anything I can do to help you, or anything I can do to help meet your needs that I'm not doing now? Because in general, nobody ever asked that question.
That is true.
They don't ask it.
That is true. So, and sometimes you might assume wrong, right?
And you may assume wrong. Exactly.
So if you're saying it seems your advice is to check in every now and then, how often would you recommend doing that?
Well, it depends what type of relationship they have. I mean, like you and I, we talk all the time.
We do.
Yeah, we talk like best friends. We talk all the time.
Yes, we do. We talk many times
to each other. To each other.
Yes.
So a lot of times stuff comes up. You know, we have the opportunity to say it because we spend so much time together. So
yes,
we're good.
We are good. Well, you touch upon an important point when you say we talk to each other about our needs. So my advice would be to make your relationship, strong with each other. So sometimes people will tell their friends about their relationship, and their friends or family may decide, you need such and such,
mm-hmm.
or you need to do such and such mm-hmm. for the partner. And they may have you all wrong. They may have the person you're with all wrong. So sometimes my advice would be to make that a one-on-one approach, as opposed to bringing in everybody else.
Yeah. And that's if we're talking about a serious, committed relationship. Correct.
Well, sometimes people don't even wait till they're in a serious, committed relationship.
But then that's a sign. Hey, I need to get out of here. Everybody knows my business. I got to go.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people make everybody part. When you date somebody, you're dating their friends. You're dating them.
Yeah,
you're dating their family. You're dating everybody. And you can't please everybody.
Yeah, you sure can.
Like, that's one time that group projects don't work.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. So that's my advice. Well, let's get to our fourth segment that we call.
So,
what do you think?
What do you think?
Because I'm right.
Okay.
So, we've been asking listeners to call in every single episode ever since we got our Google voicemail box. So, let's hear the one from our favorite superhero.
And here she is.
Hi, this is Superhero in response to season 2, episode 19, When Change is Deliberate. My question is not just about change, but when change causes conflict. Just to follow up. So when change is deliberate, and then those changes, albeit positive or negative, but let's mainly focus on positive. There are times when perhaps someone in your life is considered a one position, where perhaps they're a wee bit of the underdog, and then the underdog rises to the top. And in that, people's expectation of that person now changes. They're accustomed to that person being the underdog, and now they're on top. So that person made positive changes, but the outcome of people's relationship with that person changes to something negative based upon their accustomed to he or she being the underdog. So my follow-up to your change is deliberate what happens when positive changes cause conflict, and how best should someone handle those?
Well, that seemed to cut off early, but we've got the gist of it.
Yes, we did. Excellent question.
Yes.
Do you want to tackle it first? You want me to?
You start and I'll jump in.
Well, I think, first of all, let's talk about underdogs in a relationship. There usually is one that's kind of, there usually is that imbalance of one being above the other.
Above, or let's say one is, nah, I better not use that phrasing. for instance, one person is more outgoing than the other.
Yes. And the other person, I was going to use whatever your definition of success is. One might be more successful than
the other. More successful, okay.
Than the other, which would make, one of them an underdog. So the thing, since I have been an underdog, I'm an underdog in our relationship, I think.
You're crazy. You are crazy.
Regardless of which one I am, the thing about underdogs is that most of them are underestimated. I saw a t-shirt that's become my favorite. It's like, underestimate me. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's a true thing. Because I've been underestimated my whole life, and I still am, I'm sure. But I've always used that to my benefit.
Yes. Yes. That'll be fun. Underestimate me. That'll be fun.
They don't see me coming.
That's right. That's right.
Then they scratch their head. It's like, how did he do that?
Yes. Yes.
In a relationship though, if one person, the one that wasn't as successful as the other, starts becoming successful.
And more successful
than the person that was always successful.
Yes. It does, to Superhero's point, it definitely can cause conflict.
Conflict, and yes.
Because the one who's always been the successful one, like, whoa, what happened? But if they're in a really great relationship, you applaud their success as well.
Yes.
But their success is your success.
But you know what that tells me?
What? There's a competitiveness?
The person that was always on top, mm-hmm. and now the other person's on top, and they mm-hmm. feel threatened by that, that shows me that's an insecure person.
Absolutely.
Even if they seem like, oh, they're this outgoing person, they do everything, but really underneath, they're very insecure about
they want to be the one at the top.
Yes.
There's no room for
but
both.
But that's the only way they can feel good about themselves.
Which is, like you said, an insecurity, because especially if you're in a relationship with someone, there's room for both people to be at the top of whatever their game is, whatever their industry is or whatever, right? There's room for all of us. We all have individual talents and gifts, and there's room for all of us to do our thing and to do it well. So if you're in a relationship with someone and you were the underdog and then you rise to the top and that person has a problem with you, run, as Tony would say, get out, because it's just going to be a problem from here on.
Yeah.
And you should not be ashamed of your success.
Yeah. But I can tell you who's the underdog in this relationship.
Me.
I'm the underdog. Do you know who Sweet Polly Purebred is?
I have no idea. No.
That's a trivial question for the listeners.
I'll just Google it after this episode.
If you know, please call in.
What was it again? Don't we have what?
Sweet Polly Purebred.
Sweet Polly Purebred.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. What's our number?
Oh, 404. 594-2247.
Yay!
Okay, yeah, we gotta go.
We have to?
Yes.
I don't wanna.
We gotta.
I don't wanna.
You've been listening to I'm Right.
I don't wanna.
Because I'm right.
Okay,
I'm Jill
Cox
Cordova. That's yesterday.
Say you're right. Say you're right.
I'm right.
I'm right. And I'm Anthony Cordova.
And I'll say my name right, Jill Cox Cordova. And we're out of time.
Okay.
So, shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music. Nick Zinke for the art. And thank you, listeners. And thank you, superhero.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.